starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Don't have to shout.
She doesn't have to bother me when I'm trying to glue a strut on. Mm.
She evidently wants something.
Let her wait. If you don't cut that out, I'm going to lock you in the barn. Understand?
You got no call to talk to her that way, Jeff. Smart as she is, she's still an animal. And she can't think things out like you can.
She can when she wants to.
Come here, girl. What is it? She wants to show you something, Jeff.
I can't go with her now. I've got glue on this strut, and I've got to stick it together now or it'll dry up.
What's the matter?
There's a man out by the barn. He's unconscious.
Oh.
Is he dead?
Better get him in the house, Alan. It's pretty cold out here.
All right. I'll take him here. Got him, Dad?
All right. Here we go.
Shout, Lassie. All right, Dad.
All right, all right.
Can you get that, Jeff?
Yeah. Time for bed, Jeff.
Is he all right?
He's fine. Now get ready for bed, honey. It's after 9.
We won't have to call the doctor.
No. Just tired and hungry. Poor man, I guess he hasn't eaten in days. Come on now, off with you.
Oh, Mom, do I have to?
Yes, my love, you have to.
Well, even with a real life.
Yes.
You didn't let me finish.
Because I knew exactly what you were going to say.
Okay.
Good night, dear. Sleep well.
Mom?
Now what? Something new to delay going to bed?
No. I was just wondering if there was any other kid in the whole wide world that had a real-life circus clown staying at his house.
I'm sure not.
Golly. Good night.
Good night, dear.
Good night, Mom!
Circus played over in Preston. Fellow owned it, ran away with the money and left him stranded without a nickel.
When did he tell you all this, Gramps?
Last night. Interesting character. Learned clowning over in Germany. Been at it over 40 years. Well, it won't do themselves, I guess.
Well, I assume that by now all of Calverton's heard about our clown and that Porky's on his way over.
How did you know?
I'm psychic.
Eeyaw-key! Eeyaw-key!
Your milk.
Hi.
Hi.
He's still asleep.
Where?
In the spare room.
Where's the dog?
In the room with him. Boy, he's a real trick dog. He rides on ponies' backs and turns somersaults and walks on his hind legs and everything.
Gee, what's his name?
Squeaks.
That's a funny name for a clown.
That's the dog's name, Dopey. The clown's name is Tops. He's got 3 different kinds of clown outfits and a whole bunch of funny noses.
Good morning, son.
Hi. This is my best friend. His name's Sylvester, but everybody calls him Porky.
Pleased to meet you, Porky.
Hi. You're not leaving, are you?
But certainly not without having some breakfast.
Oh, you've done enough already.
Oh, please. Now you come right on over here and sit down. I don't want to hear another word out of you. You boys go out and play for a while.
Oh, Mom, do we have to?
Please, Jeff.
Can we take Squeaks with us?
Yeah, of course.
Zoe! Come on, Squeaks! Come on, Hussie! Come on!
Is it a him or a her?
A him. Watch. Get up, Squeaks. Dance around.
Dance around.
Wow! That's nothing. Come here, Squeaks. Come here, Squeaks. Get on up there. Come on up.
About this. I'm halfsies, Jeff.
What do you mean you're halfsies? They're staying at my house.
But I'm your best friend. Can I be halfsies just for Hickey and Spite and the rest of the kids at school? Can I, Jeff? If they were staying at my house, I'd let you be halfsies.
How about some hot coffee?
No, I have enough, thank you.
Mom! Mom, I've got a terrific idea. The church carnival's a week from this Saturday, right?
Right.
Well, I had the idea that if Tops would stay and help us, we could get some of the kids and put on a real circus for the carnival and help the church make a lot of money.
Hey,
I could be the ringmaster, and Lassie and Squeaks would put on a trained dog act, and
I could be the fat man.
What do you think, Mom?
I think it's a wonderful idea.
Tops, would you stay and help us put on a circus?
Well, it would be nice, but it's not easy to put on a circus in a week.
Well, we'd work real hard, wouldn't we, Porky?
Sure.
Well, all we can do is try.
Yowie! Mom, can I call the kids? Can we start tomorrow?
Hello, Jenny. This is Jeff. Oh, fine, thanks. Jenny, I'd like to talk to Higgy and Spike and Fred and Ruth and Bobby and Henry and Jane and Jack and Bill and Bob and Les and Dan.
Well, kids, I was late because I had to stop and pick my water lily.
That's no water lily.
Why, it is so. I will show you. I've got a handkerchief here someplace. Hey, what's coming out here? Yeah. All right. Now we assign a job to everybody in the circus. Who can ride a horse? Everybody. Well, that's good. But we will need just two equestrians. So I say to you and to you. You will be the equestrian. Eh? And you will be a dancer.
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
Look!
After a while, we make with the funny noses, huh?
Cut it out, Porky.
Now we will have to have a trapeze artist.
Me!
You will have to be big and strong.
I'm strong.
Well, let's see. I say that you will be the trapeze artist, huh? Now, don't worry. There will be jobs enough for everybody. Where's Porky?
Here.
Porky, it has been decided that you will be the lion tamer.
Who decided? What, are you scared? Who said I'm scared?
Oh, here. Now. No, that's enough of that. Now we will have to have a ringmaster. Let me see. He will have to be kind of tall and pretty awfully handsome. So I will decide on Jeff.
I'm taller than Jeff.
Now for you, I have another job.
I want to be the ringmaster. I'm the biggest.
Be quiet, Higgy. Jeff's the ringmaster.
With me, you will be a clown. And you two will be jugglers.
I don't want to be a clown. I want to be ringmaster.
But it's been decided that Jeff will be the ringmaster.
Then I don't want to be anything.
Oh, here, wait.
Let him go, Tops. He's a sore head.
Yeah!
All right. Now we go across the road to the field where we have lots of room for the rehearsal, huh? All right. Come, Kinder. Come. Come ahead.
What about Higgy? Who cares?
And I think the idea of having the children take part in a circus is just wonderful, Ellen. You know, Higstrom has his heart all set on being the ringmaster. Why don't we all sit out on the porch? It's much cooler there.
Oh, I think that's a wonderful idea. It is stuffy in here.
I'll get some cold lemonade.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Shouldn't you two be rehearsing? What may I do for you? Water?
It's my mother's. Tops.
Well, tomorrow is Sunday, so it's day of rest. We rehearse Monday.
What are we going to do about Higgy, Jeff?
What about him?
All the kids are gone and he's still here.
His mother's still here, that's why. I'm not going to do anything. If he wants to be an old sorehead, let him be one.
I don't understand it, Ellen. I'm positive I left it on the couch.
Well, I'm sure it'll turn up.
Well, I certainly hope so. There was $60 in it. Where's Higstrom?
Outside.
Well, I'd better be going. I can't imagine for the life of me what happened to it.
Lose something, Mom?
Yes, my handbag. Come on.
Wait a minute. Was it black?
Yes, black leather.
I know where it is.
You do? Well, where, Higstrom?
I'll show you.
Well, that's Top's suitcase.
That's where I saw him put it.
What's the trouble?
That's it. Thank heavens the money's still here. Ellen, you've got to call the constable immediately.
What's this all about?
I'll tell you later. Grace, please, I'd like to handle this in my own way. Well, it's up to you. But I can assure you there won't be any circus at the church carnival. Come, Higstrom.
What got her dandruff? What's going on here?
Grace left her handbag on the parlor couch, and we found it in his suitcase.
Where is he?
In the kitchen with Porky and Jeff. Oh, no. No, Dad, not in front of Jeff.
Look, the boy's got to taste the facts, Ellen. If the man's a thief, he's a thief.
Oh, I know, but with all the excitement about the circus, he'll be so disillusioned.
Well, it can't be helped.
You're not going to have him arrested.
No, but I'll sure send him packing, though.
Here they come.
Boy, this is going to be the best circus Calverton ever had.
Better than the one in Capital City, too.
Give him a few dollars for bus fare.
Yes, I will.
What's the matter with Mom?
I'm going over to the house, Jeff. And Porky, you better go home.
Why? Is it supper time?
No, but go anyway. Jeff, you go on in with your mother.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Something is not right, Mr. Miller?
You better pack up and leave.
I have done something wrong?
Now, let's not talk about it. Just pack up. Get a bus at Calverton.
Oh, no. I don't want your money, Mr. Miller.
Well, take it.
No. No, thank you.
He wouldn't do anything like that. I know it.
Jeff, darling, we found the handbag in his suitcase.
I don't care what you found. I don't care what anybody found. A man who loves kids and dogs like Tops just wouldn't steal. He just wouldn't. Gramps, do you think
that
Tops...
Keep your voice down, boy. Keep your voice down.
What did he say?
Nothing.
You mean you told him he stole a pocketbook and he didn't say anything?
No sense telling him. Facts are facts. I just sent him packing.
But that's not fair. It's not. You always tell me I have to be fair to people, but you're not being fair to Tops. You just sent him packing without giving him a chance, and I think that's a dirty, rotten thing to do.
Jeff. Jeff's right, Dad. Did you give him any money?
We'll dig it.
I'm sorry, Gramps.
You got nothing to be sorry for, boy. It's me. Like I always said, man's never too old to learn.
Tops. I'm sorry that Mr. Miller didn't tell you why we're asking you to leave.
Oh, that's all right. I understand.
I'm sure you do, but we still feel that you deserve a chance to it.
Come back here with that. Schnell! Schnell! Come back here with that. I'm sorry. When I did my clown act with the circus, Squeaky would, snatch a lady's handbag, and then I was supposed to chase him. Now, every time he sees a handbag, why, he checks it.
It was a bad thing to do, and I'm sorry.
But why did you do it, Higstrom?
I was mad because he made Jeff ringmaster. I wanted to get even, but I was wrong. Jeff should be ringmaster. The whole circus was his idea.
That's all right, Higgy. Everybody's wrong sometimes.
Thanks, Jeff. Can I still be a clown?
Sure.
Ha 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 ha